Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 28th of November 2017, and this is the 700th podcast. I'm on Not Lofty. It's early morning. I've slept off my Monday flatness, and I've woken up to this very misty day, or very misty early morning anyway, although I've just realised it's not quite as misty as I thought it was. It's actually that it's so humid that my glasses have completely fogged up, and they remain fogged up. I think when I left home it was actually mizzly rather than misty, but I think it's become a bit lighter. I do think that I'll be fairly wet through though by the time I get back down into the cafe. It's lovely being up here again, and the next 2 days are going to be really hot and humid, so I don't know whether I'll get here. So today is a good opportunity. I want to do it every day, but it's not quite practical. I was talking to someone yesterday who was saying how much better, how much more flexible they were in this kind of weather. And I hadn't really noticed it, but because I think I find it harder to walk in this when it's warmer. But I don't think that's not about flexibility. And actually, my flexibility does feel quite good, and this misty sort of weather feels lovely on the skin. A lot of the sun on sunny days can be very drying here, so there are lots of bits of me that are enjoying this misty morning. I also like the fact that not everything is clear around me. It somehow means that what's within me can be clearer if some of the external glare, both metaphorical and physical, is toned down. I'm going to do this podcast in a few parts as well, because I want to do some contemplating on this walk, and I can't really do that and talk at the same time, so I'll talk to you a bit later. Hello again. What a beautiful day today is. It's about 21 degrees. The sun shining, there's a little breeze. It really is heaven. And I know that it's just one day at the moment, that tomorrow and the next day are both going to be around 30 and muggy, but now is fantastic. It's surprising how days like today seem to invite other lovely things to happen. Especially fantastic this morning was that today on my 700th podcast, a card was in my post from Michael Nobbs congratulating me on my 700th podcast. So thank you very much, Michael. And the card itself was a print made by Catherine Worrell, so I got a double pleasure from that. And the picture on the card was of a beanie, so I feel, or a bobble hat, as we used to call them. So a little slice of winter, and also part of the great beanie what exchange system that seems to be going on at the moment. So thank you very much, Michael, and my thoughts are with you and poor old Buster at the moment too. So it was really nice to get your card, and it's reached me in such a happy place, and I know that you're not in a very happy place at the moment. I'm just walking back from the cafe where I've been for the last hour and a half. I was going to be, I thought I might be keyboarding, but I haven't been. I've been making notes about what I've done over the last month, really, and where I might need to go next with the novel. And I realised yesterday that I did manage to do the 10,000 words that I'd set myself for the Nano Challenge. The Nano Challenge is to do 50,000 words, which I really knew was not going to happen. Partly because I don't work that fast, but also it's not a new novel, so I feel I need to not just write whatever comes into my head at this stage. I need to correlate it a bit to what I've done before and need to go backwards and forwards. So I'm not really just trying to splat ideas onto the page. And so that's really surprised me that I've done that, and I've managed it without too much angst. So it feels like a good time to now take stock of what I've got and work out really what I want to do in my Surge retreat next week. Oh, now I'm home. My house is cooler too. It's lovely that this has happened because it means that it's going to start from cool when it gets hot tomorrow. So I'll have a few hours grace. This morning I was in my shed doing a bit of work, and that it was lovely being in the shed. And I found some, what will I call them? Templates that I had been looking for. Templates that I'd sort of designed for working out, giving myself an overview of the novel. But I had not seen them for an awfully long time, and I thought I'd put them under the house and they weren't under the house, and I'd been looking for them quite hard without any luck. And then when I was cleaning out the shed the other day, I found the templates in a box. I hadn't realised there was a box out there still. So I've just stuck them on the wall, and I can see how much easier I find it to orient myself into the book if I've got stuff around me on the wall. And that is rather one advantage of the shed, because I've got a wall that I can put stuff up on, and I don't really have that much wall space in my living room. I've got one wall is entirely window. And two walls are entirely book shelves, and the other walls are hatch and door, and it's a bit over oversubscribed to, shall we say. So I do feel as if I'm warming up a bit, tilting towards this surge, and it's been a really lovely day doing that. It's been a lovely day in so many ways, apart from getting that card. Neither of those things. One of the people who comes to quiz in the morning arrived with this tub of raspberries for me. I haven't even seen raspberries in the shop yet, so I'm completely astonished that she had picked all these raspberries. So I had a mound of raspberries on my breakfast this morning, and I've got at least five more mounds that I can have from what she's given me. So I feel very indulged. It feels like such a nice day after yesterday. I do hope that you've had a good day today, either either being really focused on one particular piece of work or at peace with yourself. And if you're not, if you're in a flat space, I hope that you can imagine that it might be better tomorrow, and that you can glean something from the day. I must say, yesterday when I was feeling flat, having the takeaway from the Cambodian place really changed me around. It was not a major thing to have, but it sort of gave me a reason to still be wandering about in this dead town, and also something to look forward to. And it was very delicious when I got home. And I just had some for lunch today as well. So something. I always hope something will come out, even out of the flattest of days. And also around now, it can get a bit alarming around Christmas. I know that for me, it is my absolute least favourite time of the year. I was just coming out of the cafe just before I started this podcast. A Santa Claus went past on a motorbike waving at people. I thought, oh gosh, can't even forget about it up here. Although it was quite funny. So, Christmas for me is a bit like the elephant in the room during December. And not just the room, but the entire city. I'm going to stop this podcast now. I'm quite tired and I think I need a rest. I was going to have the writer's cave tonight because it's Tuesday, but the person who usually comes has asked whether we can do it on Thursday instead. Not sure how we'll go on Thursday because it's going to be very hot and humid, but we'll see. But I do have my Hexenschuss monthly meeting with these other writers from around the world, and that won't be until 9, which is my usual bedtime. So I think I'm going to have a bit of a rest now, just so that I can kind of sustain myself. I did go for a walk at 5 this morning, and so that makes a bit of a long day. So I think I might just try and break it. Thank you very, very much for listening today. As always, may your day go well. And I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.